Welcome to As It Was, Tales from the Mythical State of Jefferson. One of 13 children, Emmett M. Tucker Sr. was born in 1892 in a log cabin on Jump Off Joe Creek near Grants Pass, Oregon. He spent his early childhood near trail in a stone house built by his father. As a young boy walking to school in deep snow, Tucker began thinking about machines that might make traveling over snow easier. By the 1920s, his ideas began to take shape as he realized that he would have to come up with a completely new system if he were to build a machine that would travel over deep, soft snow with a minimum amount of mechanical trouble and expense. He continued his quest in California, where he came up with a design based on steel tracks rotating around a vehicle's steel pontoons. Returning to the Rogue Valley, he continued improving on his design that resulted in the Tucker Snowcat. In 1958, English explorer Sir Vivian Fewkes used four of Tucker's snowcats in the first overland crossing of Antarctica. To date, the family-owned Tucker Corporation in Medford is recognized as the oldest successful manufacturer of snow machines in the world. Today's episode of As It was written by Luanna Corbin, edited by Kernan Turner, and produced by Raymond Scully. I'm Shirley Patton. As It Was is a co-production of JPR and the Southern Oregon Historical Society. To share stories or to learn more about the series, visit asitwas.org.